Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for October 30th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview for the next few weeks of Gamers Inn content. First up, if you want to be our November patron, go to patreon.com/thegamersinn, sign up, update your pledge, support the show directly, and get these minis right into your podcatcher with the audio RSS feed. That's the coolest way to get these minis. Although if you're not a patron, you can listen on the patreon.com website. patreon.com/thegamersinn and support the show directly. Now, speaking of the show of The Gamers Inn, we have two more guests lined up for the next couple weeks. This week we have another late scheduled episode due to Halloween night being on the Tuesday this year. Crofton from Dungeons & Diapers will be guesting on the show, likely to wrap up Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty. Might talk a little bit about that, but it is Halloween week, so we were going to talk about some scary games, and Dead Space Remake happened to be added to the Xbox Game Pass service through EA Play, and Crofton's been digging into that one. I'm going to be playing it as well. And actually, due to Extra Life, I had to resubscribe to PlayStation Plus. We're going to be doing some online co-op in several PlayStation 5 games. So I thought, I might actually check out the Callisto Protocol as well, and maybe we can have a bit of a conversation about those two games. I don't see myself getting far in either of them by Thursday. However, it'll be fun to kind of compare the two. I have a feeling, just like the internet and sort of the gaming community as a whole, I might side with Dead Space Remake on this one, because I love Dead Space. One of my favorite franchises that unfortunately went dormant. That being said, I did wait for the remake to arrive on Game Pass, so maybe it's not... Maybe I'm part of the problem in terms of getting more Dead Space, but I know it was received really well, so I'm excited to play that on my Xbox. Now, next week, we welcome Manny from For Azeroth to cover the latest news out of BlizzCon. That's right, not only is this weekend Extra Life, that also means it's BlizzCon. And Manny will be able to run down all the announcements from BlizzCon, which I've been seeing online. I guess there's rumblings it's going to be very World of Warcraft focus. So perfect timing for Manny to come on the show. And we'll be talking all things BlizzCon and Extra Life next week, so look forward to that. Now, I did mention that this weekend is our Extra Life Game Day event, which runs Saturday, November 4th, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern, and we have a schedule. I ran through this on our previous episode of The Gamers Inn with Nevermore, and we'll kick things off 10 a.m. Eastern with Sea of Thieves. Jocelyn, Nevermore, and Ben will be joining me for that session. Then we'll likely take a quick lunch break and return with Party Animals, which is on Xbox and Steam. And that is a new game that launched this year. Nevermore, Ben, Joss, and Josh will be all playing with us. It's an 8-player co-op slash... I think the way I best described it was like, it looks like Mario Party mixed with Smash Brothers and a little bit of Fall Guys in there as well. Now, we do have 3 slots open for that one. Scratch that. We'll have 2 slots open. I think Travis is going to be joining us for that session as well. So we do have some open slots there. If you are an active Xbox Game Pass subscriber, you can join us with Party Animals, or you can pick it up on Steam. It does have crossplay, so join us. We'd love to have you. Then afterwards, we'll shift things over to the PlayStation 5, in which I will be booting up Elden Ring again, playing with LC and Travis. As of this recording, I really don't know what exactly we'll be doing. I do need to boot Elden Ring back up and determine sort of a path for our game day stream. But we'll be doing things a little differently. We might be doing some co-op within the game. So Travis for sure is going to be joining me. I don't know if LC is just going to be coaching us. It really depends on whether he has his PlayStation 5 version of the game up and running. But either way, I'll take all the help I can get from both LC and Travis, because Elden Ring is a... Man, speaking of scary games, that's a scary game for me anyways. Now, after Elden Ring, we'll likely take a dinner break. A little bit of behind the scenes. How long that break will be really depends on what my household looks like. I believe Ashley and the three kids are heading out to the grandparents. So if I'm here by myself, I'll likely just take a quick break. If they're back here, I'll probably help put them to bed and it'll be a little bit of a longer break. But we do plan to be back in the early evening, aiming for 7:30 with more PlayStation 5 co-op fun. Travis and Whirlwind and I will be playing Sackboy, A Big Adventure. So that is going to be a lot of fun. And I believe Nevermore might join us for that one. She's looking into whether or not she has access to the game. So she's going to get back to me on that. Now, finally, we will conclude the evening with more Sea of Thieves. Joss, Nevermore, and Bo are going to be playing with me. And Sea of Thieves is always my favorite part of Extra Life when it comes to the games we schedule. It's always a fun time. And it just made sense to bookend the evening with Sea of Thieves. So there we go. For Summoner's Call, next week we'll have a mini focused on the latest Mythic Hero, which got unveiled as Vale. Vale will be the Mythic Hero, I believe. And then the week after, we'll have a normal episode covering the latest special heroes. So look forward to that. Now let's look at the upcoming video games for November. Not as busy as October, but still a good month for video games. Song of Nunu, A League of Legends Story arrives on November 1st. Blasphemous 2 arrives on November 2nd to consoles. RoboCop Rogue City arrives on the 2nd. Star Ocean, the second story, R, arrives on the 2nd as well. And continuing, lots of games coming out on the 2nd. We have the Talos Principle 2 on the 2nd, Thirsty Suitors on the 2nd as well, WarioWare Move It arrives on the 3rd, The Invincible arrives on the 6th, Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2 arrives on the 7th, Like a Dragon, Gaiden, The Man Who Erased His Name arrives on the 9th, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 arrives on the 10th, The Day Before, that's a zombie MMORPG style game that people are unsure even exists, supposed to come out November 10th. I don't know if there's been an update on that one, but it's supposedly scheduled for the 10th. The Last Faith arrives on the 15th. Assassin's Creed Nexus VR arrives on the Quest on the 16th of November. That's an interesting one. I haven't heard much about that since it got announced, so it'll be interesting to see how that one's received. Flashback 2 arrives on the 16th. Persona 5 Tactica arrives on the 17th. And finally, Super Mario RPG Remake is coming to the Switch on the 17th. Really looking forward to that one. So you'll definitely be hearing about it on The Gamers Inn in November. So stay tuned for that. That is going to do it for this mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Don't forget to tune in to our Extra Life event this Saturday, November 4th at 10 a.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/RyanMurphyCA. Thanks for listening, and have a great couple weeks.